I got a feeling we're going to be talking about this case for the entire discussion, but let's keep going. One other sort of side point I want to pick your brain about. You were one of the investigators on the Bond 2 study.
Yes.
And this lady got combined therapy with cetuximab and bevacizumab. Where are we with that whole thing? To me, it seems like it's been kind of disappointing the way it's played out. And looking at her right now, do you have any feel for whether or not giving these two drugs in her situation has been helpful?
Certainly, my experience with the Bond 2.
Could you go through what you guys looked at?
Sure. So in the Bond 2 clinical trial, patients with refractory cancer were randomized to a combination of irinotecan, cetuximab, bevacizumab versus cetuximab and bevacizumab alone. There was significant efficacy in refractory patients to the both monoclonal antibodies, which was further enhanced by the addition of irinotecan. Now, this clinical trial did not only strike because of significant efficacy in highly refractory patients, but also because of low toxicity. There were no overlapping toxicities and certainly no additional toxicities unexpected.
Kind of like what happened to this woman.
She had no major toxicities. So I was really surprised when the first data came out from the first-line chemotherapy regimens combining EGF receptor monoclonal antibodies in combination with bevacizumab.